local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are doing it live on a Thursday. It is September 14th of 2023, and you are listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm Joe. Gracie is here. Gracie, how are you today?
Doing well.
Anything exciting happening in your neck of the woods right now, or just counting down the hours until the weekend?
The latter. Yeah.
Do you have any big plans 48 hours or so out?
Not really, no. Pretty chill weekend, so I'm excited for that.
Are you excited for tonight's football game?
Yes.
Are you ready to make your pick? It is the football. Vikings. That's right. Vikings and the Eagles are playing tonight on Thursday Night Football. So they played week two last year. It did not go well for Minnesota. So you will have now about 25 minutes to do all the reading and research that you need to get your prognostication in here so we can make our picks today. We have an update on the on Drew Barrymore's accused stalker. So we'll have that in our pop culture notes today. Also, toys up for the Toy Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that a little here in the second half hour of the program as well. But, of course, a lot happening here locally around the world, per usual, and we will get right into it here with our top three stories. By the way, text line always open, 850-437-1620, weighing in on anything that we are talking about. Of course, traffic tips and news tips are welcomed and appreciated there as well. We do have some heavy rain. Looks like in the downtown area for the most part. Gulf Breeze, you're on standby according to the radar there. So we'll have more on the roads and weather throughout the next hour, of course, as well. We do start, though, with our top three stories today. And leading us off, Hunter Biden indicted on felony gun charges.
Essentially, at the core of this allegation is that Hunter Biden lied on an application for a federal permit to obtain a gun, and at the time he was an active.
And court filing shows the president's son charged with three federal criminal counts, two counts related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he bought a weapon in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors.
Also, the president of the United Auto Workers Union says that there's going to be no extension on the contracts with the big three automakers in Detroit. The UAW workers are prepared to strike once the contracts expire at midnight Eastern tonight.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Well, he also adds that the initial strike locations would be limited and targeted if no deal is reached.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Not quite sure what that means. So it sounds like there's not going to be just mass picketing, but we'll see where they start off. Of course, still plenty of time to get a deal over the line. But from what we have seen here and just what we've talked about this week, two sides pretty far apart in terms of the pay raises, because I know at one point, I think it was either late last week or early this week, the automakers were offering like 14, 15% pay increases, and the union was like mid-40s. So we'll see what happens here, of course, coming up here tonight. Finally, a luxury cruise ship that's been stranded off the coast of Greenland for 3 days is now free. The Ocean Explorer ran aground Monday, and it wasn't until today's high tide that it was able to pull free. There were 206 people on board, and they were able to return to a port where they could all fly home. Gracie, what say you if you were on a luxury cruise and got stuck there due to low tide and ran aground? Would you kind of be in favor of the extra 2 or 3 days there, or would you just be miserable?
I think it would depend on which drink package I got. If I had unlimited drinks, I think, heck, You know, yeah. It could be high tide next month. I don't care. But, yeah, I could see that being just kind of scary and, like, when are we going to get off this boat kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, thank goodness that mini nightmare is over.
Yeah.
Right before we get to our local headlines, we'll get a check of the roads and our weather forecast.
Well, our roads are actually looking pretty good. We do have some trouble spot areas. That's just going to be some typical afternoon traffic areas, including Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, slow moving in both directions, intersection of Palafox and Burgess, also slow moving throughout Pensacola, and some slowdowns on University Parkway in Davis right near West Florida Hospital. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. For weather, as Joe mentioned, we do have some rain going throughout our area, downtown Pensacola into Warrington, as well as Gulf Breeze and some parts of Garcon Point currently getting rain. Looking like it's moving into the Gulf, so hopefully it'll be moved out in just a bit. But looks like we'll have some scattered storms throughout the rest of this afternoon. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Text line 850-437-1620. Appreciate the texts that we get and the tips on the roads regarding outages for lights or just slow down. So keep those coming in, of course. Taking a look at our local headlines today over at Publix, over at Pine Forest and 9 Mile Roads, there was apparently a man who was found dead inside his car. That happened at around 10:30 this morning. The sheriff's office says foul play is not suspected and that it appears the death was from natural causes. But a sad situation over there. FHP says somebody drove through a fence and crashed into a boat at Aqua Force Marine this morning. That happened on Fairfield Drive at around 3 in the morning, and what's worse, the driver then fled the scene. FHP looking for a Hyundai vehicle with significant damage to the front side. If you have any information, you're asked to contact FHP at 850-484-5000. A city of Pensacola development is under a bit of a risk of falling apart here due to the issue of parking. So there is a proposed hotel development for Bayfront Parkway, and the developer, Carrioth Corporation, wants to build 21 private parking spaces in the public right-of-way of 13th Avenue and DeLeon Street. The issue is that the property only has enough space for 111 parking spaces. The Hilton, which owns the Homewood Suites that this would be, requires a space for every room, and there's 132 rooms. So they're requesting the city to say, hey, there's this public right-of-way right by it. Let us take that over, essentially, for private parking spaces.
Giving exclusive use to on-street city parking, it's a no-win situation for the city. It's not really going to help with your situation because you're going to end up towing people. You're going to end up arguing with each other. And those people are going to end up coming back to the city and asking us to resolve the problem that we've created.
And ultimately, the planning board split 2-2. So what will likely happen is the city council, next month when they meet, will make a final decision and vote on that issue. But, obviously, you listen to Mayor Reeves for any length of time, and especially talking about parking, there's always consternation. And so the city appears very leery right now. At least certain people in the city seem very leery about, hey, you know, are we just going to let this private company take over a public right-of-way and just add to some confusion here? So that'll be interesting to see what comes of that here over the next month. City of Pensacola police say there are more people that are just leaving their cars unlocked, allowing burglars full easy access to just steal whatever's inside. And last night there was more of that, and one car had a gun inside.
This is a very dangerous thing. A lot of times these guns end up on the street exactly from things like this, from vehicles being entered that were unlocked, and we had it again. So we just urge people again, if you're going to keep weapons in your vehicle, please lock those vehicles at night.
I can't fathom a reason why you would keep just have a weapon just sitting there. But whatever. I mean, if somebody could enlighten me, I'd love to have that, you know, discussion. 850-437-1620. Finally here, some frustration at the county level regarding several vehicles in the fleet, including buses and ambulances. So there's a fuel injector problem and apparently has to do with a certain diesel motor.
We've had to scramble a little bit. I've moved some of my Public Works fleet down to ECAT and also EMS. We're handling EMS's fleet as well. And so we've had to make a more concerted effort, bringing some outside contractors and vendors to help replace these fuel injectors and get these vehicles back on the road.
And that's County Administrator Wes Marino there. Says he's been in daily contact with Cummins, the manufacturer, as they work out whether the repairs will be covered under warranty or if the costs will be reimbursed. 420 right now, quick break. We're back with our state and national headlines on a Wednesday. Nope, it's not Wednesday. It's Thursday. Silly me, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. on News Radio 92.3. I've noticed here during the commercial break, Gracie's studying photographs of the two quarterbacks in tonight's game. So clearly looking into the cuteness power rankings that will ultimately sway your decision on which direction you go in. So do you have a leaning right now?
Not right now. I think I need to do a little bit more research. All right. And then, you know, our last game, we had a backup quarterback go in, so I didn't even look at that.
That's true. You got to look at the whole depth chart. Yeah.
He was basically a Ken doll, so I don't know. It's hard to...
Yeah.
It's a hard pick.
Well, I have a feeling that the Jets are going to be a very popular team for your picks here as we get into the season.
Thank goodness my boyfriend doesn't listen to the show. Okay, we're going to get traffic and weather before our state headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We do have some everyday slowdowns, a little bit heavier than usual throughout Gulf Breeze. We have some rain good throughout Gulf Breeze right now, so that's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Coming up, or currently with weather, I should say, we do have some heavy rain going throughout our area. The major heaviness of the rain's kind of over Pensacola Bay right now, looking good, but it is going to be making its way throughout the rest of Gulf Breeze. Light rain throughout Gulf Breeze in Garcon Point, as well as parts of downtown Pensacola in Warrington and Pensacola Beach. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, we look at state headlines now, starting in Jacksonville Beach, where the woman accused of arranging her ex-husband's murder there is fighting for her fighting against extradition to Duval County, where she will face a possible death sentence. Prosecutors say Shanna Lee Gardner arranged the murder of Microsoft executive Jared Bridgen last year. Gardner's current husband is also accused of hiring another man to shoot and kill Bridgen.
Also, the weekly jobless claims are up in Florida following a 5 straight weeks of declines. So the Labor Department says that the number of Floridians filing for first-time unemployment last week was about 5,400, and that increased around 600.
Now, Florida also working on a campaign to recruit more out-of-state law enforcement officers. Governor DeSantis says the state will buy billboards in Chicago to promote his policies. He'll target Illinois crime rates and the elimination of its cash bail system. The ads will highlight a $5,000 signing bonus for police recruits from another state, as well as a first responder housing program. I think I'm a big fan of this. It's worked well, and I think, you know, you should go after New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and see what they can do to bring more law enforcement to the state. I like
it. Yeah, I think it's awesome as well. Also, the CDC is speaking out over Florida's COVID booster recommendation. So the CDC director, Mandy Cohen, says that the state's decision has is unfounded and dangerous. She says that the new boosters are the safest protection to avoid virus-related hospitalizations and deaths.
And the new state attorney for Orange and Osceola counties says he'll send all police use of force cases to a grand jury in order to create community transparency. Andrew Bain replaced Monique Worrell, who Governor DeSantis suspended last month, accusing her of negligence.
Also, a 13-year-old girl in Tampa is recovering after she was hit by a police officer while riding her bike. It happened last night, and the girl reportedly suffered a head injury and a broken leg. The incident is being investigated.
And finally, in the Big Bend, serious doubt whether the Madison High Cowboys would get to play home football games this year after Hurricane Idalia, but thanks to community members as well as members of the FHSAA, I think I said A one too many times, they're FHSAA, they were able to get Boot Hill Stadium cleaned up and repaired, and they'll have their first home game tomorrow night. Bit of good news there in the state of Florida. National headlines, we have Hurricane Lee weakening, but forecasters say it'll remain a large and dangerous storm as it heads towards the New England and Canadian coast. It's a Cat 1 storm right now. Will weaken to a tropical storm by the time it makes landfall.
Also, the Saturn rocket that welcomes folks into Alabama on I-65 for decades is officially being taken down. It was located right outside the Western Welcome Center of Admore since the late 1970s, and it's coming down due to its deterioration condition. So once the rocket is fully removed, it will be returned to NASA.
Very sad story for me there. I grew up, you know, growing up as a kid, I love like Apollo. Apollo 13 is one of my favorite movies. Growing up in Ohio, Wapakoneta, you know, Neil Armstrong's hometown. So very sad because my first time when I came down here for college, I was just amazed at the Saturn rocket. And, you know, when I've driven on I-65 since then, I've always enjoyed seeing the rocket. So I'm very upset about that.
Yeah.
Also, Texas's floating border wall will be able to stay in the Rio Grande for now. A federal appeals court has put a hold on the district judge's ruling that the system of buoys must be removed from the river. And a group of Russian ransomware attackers claimed responsibility for the cyber attack on MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. The breach affected slot machines, hotel room keys, and more for 4 days. The group says they were able to do it with a phone call last weekend.
That is crazy.
4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a look at sports, health, business, and science.
News, I'm Matt Napolitano. Hunter Biden is facing 3 felony firearm charges. Fox's David Spunt has a copy of the indictment.
Hunter Biden lied on a federal form to purchase a gun when he said he was not addicted to stimulant, narcotic drugs, and any other controlled substance, when, in fact, according to the indictment, he knew that that statement was false. The second charge is that false statement made to an employee of the gun shop in Delaware, and the third is actually owning the gun when unlawfully using illegal substances.
Hunter Biden faces a maximum of 25 years in prison. The president steered away from the charges against his son while praising his own economic record in Largo, Maryland today.
Everybody deserves a shot at building the lives they deserve for their families. And we've done that.
Republicans have been critical of stubbornly high inflation during the Biden presidency. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks ended the Thursday session with solid gains. The Dow Jones Industrials leaped 331 points. The S&P 500 added 37, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 112. The front-month crude oil futures contract, meanwhile, jumped 1.8%, closing above $90 a barrel for the first time in 10 months. Thanks in part to higher gas prices, U.S. retail sales rose 0.6% in August from the prior month. That was well above expectations and marked the 5th straight month of growth. Spending at gas stations jumped 5.2% as the national average price for a gallon of gas moved above $3.80. That's a 10-month high. Retail spending at restaurants and grocery stores also increased. HP has maybe fallen out of favor with Warren Buffett. A regulatory filing shows that Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway sold about 5.5 million shares of the PC and printer company's stock. In response, shares of HP today slid 1.8%. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL's mission to export their league overseas is picking up steam. In just the last few days, the NFL announced more future games in England. Each team will have a designated roster spot on the practice squad for a foreign-born player. Not to mention a report that said the NFL is aiming for a game in Spain in 2024. It appears there is an urgency to expand internationally. Why? Well, more money, of course. I'm Maggie Gray.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is 4:37, and we're going to start off by getting a look at our roads and weather to start off this segment. We are looking good on both I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays in Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Also moving smoothly, nothing to slow you down on 29 or 90 throughout our area. We do have some typical afternoon traffic if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98 to expect some delays there. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. Taking a look at our weather, we do still have some rain in our area. We have light rain over both Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and into Pensacola Beach. And then also some scattered thunderstorms over Beulah, Seminole, Summerdale, and just north of Alberta, kind of right along I-10. So just keep that in mind, as well as some light rain going throughout Pace. So expect some light scattered thunderstorms throughout the rest of this evening. And then other than that, we're looking pretty good. It's 86 in our area with the heat index at 89. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thanks so much, Gracie. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Of course, we do have week 2 starting tonight on Thursday Night Football. Amazon Prime is the exclusive home for that. 7:15 kickoff between the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. The Eagles coming off of a tough win against the Patriots on the road last week. The Vikings lost at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the two played pretty much exactly a year ago, and it was not good. The Eagles beat up on the Vikings, but we'll see if things are different this time around. Also, the NFL today, announced that they are expanding its partnership with Tottenham Hotspur. Of course, they've hosted the London games here the past couple of years. The stadium will now be known as the home of the NFL in the UK, with that deal running through the 2029-2030 season. And the league will play at least two regular season games a year at that stadium. Of course, they've also played at Wembley and now getting into Germany as well. So looks like international games are definitely here to stay. And who knows? Maybe we have a team that is based over in England or in the European Union sometime here within the next 10 years. I mean, I've kind of thought that that was kind of what the Jacksonville Jaguars owner wants to do. Now that they're building a new stadium over here, that's kind of putting the squash on that. But I would be a little surprised if it's 2023. I'll say by 2035, if we do not have an NFL team over in Europe, I would be surprised by that. Major League Baseball scores today. The Atlanta Braves are off. Earlier today, the Marlins lost to the Brewers 4-2. The Rays and the Orioles are on Fox tonight, 6:15 start time there. College football, two games on the schedule, both starting at 6:30. Miami takes on Bethune-Cookman, that's on ACC Network. Memphis hosting Navy, that one on ESPN. 4:40 now, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Some first responders who battled the Maui wildfires are still dealing with breathing issues after more than a month. Some people are even coughing up soot. Tina Braddock, who provides hyperbaric oxygen therapy on Oahu, is now offering free services to those first responders on Maui at three different spots. People go into a pressurized environment and breathe oxygen for a long period of time as a form of therapy for their lungs.
Also, Mexico has overtaken China as the Americans' biggest trading partner with roughly $400 billion in imports from Mexico this year. Meanwhile, foreign direct investments in Mexico is up more than 40%, and U.S. companies increasingly set up shop.
Skittles is not going to be kicked out of California after all. There is a ban on certain food ingredients that passed the legislature this week, but the final version did not include titanium dioxide, which is an ingredient in Skittles. The rule would ban foods that contain potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and red dye number 3. So I don't know what foods those would involve, but you got bromade. What is it? What did I say? Brominated vegetable oil.
I don't know. If they got rid of Skittles, I think that'd be pretty messed up.
Yeah. But
good thing the Skittles are safe. Watch out for the red food dye number 3. NASA astronaut Frank Rubio now holds the record for the longest orbit mission by an American. So Rubio passed 355 days on the International Space Station this week. Rubio is scheduled to return to Earth on September 27th, and he will spend 371 days in space.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be in space. I would love to go to space. It'll never happen. But I think, a solid 2 or 3 weeks and I'm probably done and be like, all right.
Yeah.
There's not much more I can see. There's not much more I want to see because it's just so far away. I'd never make it in time. So let's get back home.
Okay. And this might be kind of dumb, but has he been up there by himself or people are going up for short periods of time?
Well, no, he's on the International Space Station. So, they have, several astronauts that are up there at various times. So I think, was it like last week or 2 weeks ago, they sent another group and then another one came back. So, there's different, the U.S., the Russians, and like different space agencies will send astronauts up there. So no, he's not alone. So that would make it better for sure. But yeah, over a year. Also here, one more in health and science and business. Elon Musk is going to be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. According to the Washington Post, they're going to be speaking on the dramatic increase in anti-Semitic speech since Musk bought the X platform. Musk has said that X would become a haven for free speech. So the prime minister wants to have a conversation with him about anybody would think would be troubling increase in anti-Semitic speech.
Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together a little bit early before we get some pop culture notes. So we're looking pretty good, though. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. 29 also moving nicely. We do have some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the causeway. It's going to be closer to the Scenic Highway, Davis Highway intersection is where it's going to start slowing down, and then it does clear up before you get to about the middle of the bridge. Don't have reports of what is slowing things down right there. There is some light rain going on in Pace, but if you do have details on that, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Skies will be pretty cloudy as we head through the rest of tonight, and there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up even after the sun sets. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, every day we've got a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. That rain chance runs at about 50%. With more sunshine, we'll be up in the low 90s. With more cloud cover and rain, we'll see temperatures held in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze with some light rain going throughout our area. So just keep that in mind. That's going to be scattered thunderstorms throughout the rest of this evening. I'm Grace on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at our pop culture notes today. So we told you at the top of the hour that there was an update on the man accused of stalking Drew Barrymore. Now, Chad Michael Busto is accused of storming New York Fashion Week looking for actress Emma Watson. TMZ with that report, they allege that Busto snuck into a dressing room at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and began yelling at models and makeup artists. Police say Busto repeatedly told them he wanted to marry the actress. We heard him a couple of weeks ago when he was in court for the Drew Barrymore case, and I forget exactly what he said, but something about the fact that Drew Barrymore did not make it perfectly clear to him that she didn't want him stalking her. You can kind of just tell this guy has a screw loose, but apparently now taking it to another level here with trying to marry Emma Watson and trying to get into New York Fashion Week to do that. Also today, a fierce bidding war for Princess Diana's famous black sheep sweater. In the final 15 minutes of the auction, the bidding went from $190,000 to a final price of $1.1 million. She first wore it back in 1981 while watching then Prince Charles's polo match.
Very cool. Have we talked about our toys yet?
No, just the first two, yeah.
Okay, so perfect. So there's 12 candidates in the induction for the National Toy Hall of Fame. So among them are the game Battleship, Connect Four, baseball cards, bingo, Nerf toys, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys. And people can vote online for their favorites until the 20th of September, and then three toys will get inducted. Joe, if you had to pick one to go
I mean, it's got to be baseball cards.
Yeah,
I mean,
I guess for you.
Yeah, for me. But I mean, any of those. Well, not. I shouldn't say any. I mean, for me personally, you know, played Battleship. Not so much Connect Four, but yeah, definitely baseball cards and bingo and Nerf toys. Nerf toys was close last year. They were one of the finalists. Couldn't get in because, you know, as you said, it is only top three. But yeah, I mean, baseball cards, I guess, are kind of a toy. But I mean, you know, they go back, you know, decades and decades and decades. And of course, you know, I really like seeing like vintage cards, you know, back in like the 40s and the 50s. And so many of them were kind of used as toys in a sense rather than like a collectible. So that's why there's so many of them that are in, you know, such bad shape. But
yeah.
What about for you? Any?
I feel like I'm still a little bit too young for like my toys to be, you know, too great for the Hall of Fame. The only one I played with that's kind of surprising is Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Just because I had brothers and there was six of us in the house. So that was just the best time. But yeah, never was really into Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Yeah.
Never played Battleship before and didn't do baseball cards or bingo. So,
yeah, no, that makes sense. All right. So we have, you know, we talked about this a couple of days now where NSYNC, we had the reunion. Mm-hmm. We called that. We also kind of hinted that there was maybe a song that they were working on. Taylor Swift was asking him, so, hey, so what's next for you guys? Well, we now know the answer. So NSYNC releasing a new song for the upcoming Trolls movie, Trolls Band Together. So that's what the movie that we were talking about, Justin Timberlake starring in that. The song is called Better Place, and the movie's new trailer dropped today and includes just a snippet of the song. Just let me take So there it is. That's how the trailer ends. The song will be officially released September 29th, and the movie hits theaters on November 17th.
Very cool. I will say, like, the Trolls movies are, like, too young for me to watch, but they're so good.
Yeah, well,
They're really good.
I think it was kind of entertaining. You know, in movies, I saw the preview, the first trailer, but obviously wasn't aware that NSYNC would be, you know, featured this way. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll take the niece to it or something.
Yeah, yeah. See, like I was babysitting someone. They're like, play Trolls. I'm like, okay, I guess.
And
I was
like, and then you were just like,
this movie's
this
awesome.
Is awesome. Yeah.
So I might go to see it in the movie theaters. Who knows? 4:50 right now. We'll be back with some wacky and weird stories to finish off this hour of Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
The Pensacola Little Theater present a cast of well-known Pensacola actors that promises to deliver a lot of laughs and heartfelt moments. Get your tickets now for Always a Bridesmaid, running September 15th through the 24th. Join this exceptional cast as they portray the captivating stories of 6 women and their enduring friendship amidst the chaos of life and disastrous dresses. Prepare for an evening of entertainment that will keep you engaged from start to finish. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the New Baptist Hospital after I got a tour of it yesterday. There's a good video on our Facebook page if you want to check that out, or, of course, you can listen to my descriptions on the podcast. Also talked to Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno about the EMS bad debt and some road projects, and are the county commissioners looking to eliminate the Santa Rosa Island Authority? That's a question that was hinted at by Commissioners May and Barry at a recent commission meeting. That's all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Texter siding with us, saying we're never too old to watch cartoons or play. So, Gracie, you are in the clear. You can go enjoy the Trolls movie by yourself if that's what you want to do. Do you have a what is your movie that you grew up with as a child that you just can't put away, that you just love watching?
Okay, this one's kind of a weird one. Lion King 2.
Oh, okay.
So I do love number one, but Lion King 2 was just a staple in the household.
I don't think I've ever seen Lion King 2.
The songs in it are so good. Okay. Like, they're like very dramatic, and, you know, we were a sing-along with the movie kind of family, that annoying family. So
wasn't there like a third Lion King movie, like Lion King 2.5?
Yeah, that was, I think, Pumbaa and Timon. Okay. Like, focused. This one's about the Scar's nephew.
Okay.
And it's really
good. I will say, on the subject of Lion King, something that you should do, and one thing that we did do when my wife and I visited New York City last time, an impromptu trip to go see The Lion King on Broadway.
Yeah.
That was really good. Highly recommend that to anybody listening right now. 455, wacky and weird stuff right after traffic and weather.
Well, we are still seeing those slowdowns on Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Causeway, expect some slowdowns before you even get to the intersection of Davis Highway and Scenic Highway. So on Davis, it's backing up to about Grover's, the fried chicken place. So that's where things are going to slow down, and it's going to be slow moving until about halfway through the causeway, a little bit before that. Got a call into the traffic line letting us know there is something going on with a fire truck on scene and an ambulance, as well as some state troopers, but didn't see a crashed vehicle. So not sure what exactly the situation is, but just keep that in mind. Once you get past that, it is, you know, both lanes open, moving nicely throughout the causeway into Pace. But that's going to be the biggest trouble area right now, as well as some slow moving traffic throughout Gulf Breeze into Tiger Point. Just some typical afternoon traffic, a little bit slower than usual. For weather, we do have some light rain continuing throughout our area, and you can expect some scattered storms throughout the rest of this evening, with light rain making its way from Tiger Point towards Navarre, and then some heavier rain throughout Baldwin County. Looks like it is going over the Florida-Alabama state line currently, so just keep that in mind that we may be seeing that shortly. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A texter says, there's our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman, as far you know, growing up there. Same here. I am a bit of a snob, as you well know. I will not rent them. I don't catch it on like the network airing of them, I will not watch it. Same story with Charlie Brown Christmas. Although I think Apple TV Plus has that exclusively now, so I think it's the only way to. But definitely like tuning into those as well. Gracie, we have another instance of a tourist causing damage to historical monuments and artifacts in Europe. Yeah. An Irish tourist this time filmed climbing on an iconic statue in Brussels, Belgium, and he caused some damage. As he was climbing down, a part of the statue, believed to be a torch, broke off. To fix the statue will cost about $19,000, and the Brussels Stock Exchange plans to make him pay for it. What's worse, though, is that the guy broke the statue just a day after the building that houses it reopened following a $150 million restoration.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I hate that. That just made my stomach hurt. At least it wasn't an American, though, I will say that. That's like, we don't need to be blamed for that, too. Well, also, a British company is in the process of developing a perfume that smells like the Yellow Pages. Yeah, definitely a weird one there. The company is called Yell. They say that the Yellow Pages is a timeless and familiar scent.
It is.
So it's being created to transport the mind and senses back to the past.
Everybody who is old enough to know what the Yellow Pages are and to have one in their house listening to my voice right now can smell the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
I can, as we're talking about it.
And you love nostalgia. So.
But I do. This is one thing that I will not be wasting my money on here. Also in wacky and weird headlines here, somebody on Reddit asked, what's the weirdest or dumbest way you've ever earned some extra money? Here are some of our favorite responses. Somebody let a guy from Craigslist shave their head and film it for $600.
Okay.
As a 10-year-old kid, a neighbor paid them to come over and read books to their parrot because he was depressed. Somebody got hit by a car when they were 12. They took a $20 bill from the driver to not tell anybody and immediately bought candy.
Oh
so hopefully no long-term ramifications or effects there, but you know, that's pretty weird.
But
there.
When you're 12, 20 bucks is gold.
Yeah, it's exactly right. 4:59 here, we're on a 12-minute break, and when we return, another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Channel 3 News coming up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.